A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. How can this be, since I am a virgin? Nothing will be impossible with God. This story of a young woman caught by surprise by the invitation of an angel has intrigued artists and poets and mystics for centuries. After centuries of pondering God's promise of a Savior, the people of Israel must have imagined a million different ways this might happen. Maybe the Savior would come from the clouds on a throne. He might emerge from the sun or the moon or the stars and come as brilliant light. He might come from the water or from fire, certainly in a dramatic show of power. Could they ever have imagined that the Savior would be conceived in the womb of a simple young virgin? Did Mary herself ever imagine this remarkable form of divine intervention? Let's face it, she was surprised, amazed, astonished, absolutely dumbfounded when she heard the news. Her response reflected her utter wonder. How can this be, since I am a virgin? Of course she wondered. Of course she didn't understand. That's what faith is all about. The overwhelming power of God beyond our comprehension. We too are sometimes captured by the intervention of an angel when the circumstances of our lives don't make any sense. What is our response? Listen for a moment to the wondering confusion of the human experience. "I've been unemployed for 6 months, and I'm running out of money. How am I supposed to provide for my family? How can this be? I've been diagnosed with cancer and told that I only have a short time to live. How can I deal with the agony all of this will bring? How can this be?" Our home was caught in a flood, and we have nothing left. How can we go on with our lives? How can this be? How can it be that the human race is subjected to war, poverty, racism, and every kind of evil, and expected to believe that we are loved and cared for by our Creator? How can this be?" And the angel said to her, "The angel said to us, nothing will be impossible with God."